103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock. George McFly on a world-famous Block Party weekend, AC/DC Rock Block. And welcome to the weekend, almost free from the bondage of the work week. It's almost official. As we speak, I'm calling Billy Greer, the bassist and vocalist from the group Kansas, who's playing at the Tennessee Theater tonight.
Hello?
Billy, it's George McFly.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Are you in Knoxville right now?
Yes, I am. We got here yesterday.
Okay. Welcome to East Tennessee, man.
Well, no. Welcome to some beautiful temperatures. I've been living in hell for the last couple of weeks.
What's it been doing where you're at?
I live in Savannah, Georgia now. Mm-hmm. And my wife's family owns a beach condo down in Ponte Vedra, which is just south of Jacksonville Beach.
Beautiful.
So we had last weekend off, so we went down the week before on a Tuesday, and the heat index is 115 degrees.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's stifling. 115 heat index, that's hot.
When it causes second degree burns to your skin.
Yeah, that's when you know it's hot. Billy, I told you this last year. A buddy of mine, Steve, that lives in Chicago, that's where I grew up, he saw you guys 46 times.
I don't doubt that a bit. We used to play in the Chicago area probably 10 times a year.
I remember because I talked to you last year, and he was supposed to call, and we were supposed to do a dual interview because he was freaking out because he's such a huge fan. Well, he forgot about the time change from Knoxville to Chicago. It's an hour later here. So he was so bummed after I got off the phone with you.
Oh, well, he should know better.
Yeah, that's pretty much the long and short of it. Anyway, 50 years, man.
Can you believe that stuff, man?
50th anniversary of Kansas.
Yes, it is.
So listen, you joined the band, what, in 86?
85.
85.
38 years for me.
Were you driving in your car, cranking up like Carry On My Wayward Son and ever envisioning?
Oh, I was playing in a band when Carry On Wayward Son was popular, and we were covering that, you know, except we were playing it about four times a night.
Oh, you were in a band covering.
Yeah, playing around the East Tennessee area.
So you're in a band covering Carry On My Wayward Son. Did you ever envision in a million years you'd be in that band in Kansas?
Well, no, of course not. I had no idea. I mean, I didn't even know Kansas was home based in Atlanta. And, you know, I started going down there.
Neither did I, by the way.
But let me tell you that story.
Okay.
They were ending their first tour, and they ended at a place called Alex Cooley's Electric Ballroom, which became a different venue. Great old venue. I got to play there a few times before it finally burned down. But anyway, so they ended their tour there. And of course, Atlanta is just, you know, a great city at the time, a big airport. And they wound the tour up and asked themselves, why are we heading back to Topeka, Kansas? Because it's a nice place to be from, don't get me wrong. Right. And we got lots of people that we care for out there. You know, it's still home to a couple of the guys. Well, it's the home that they came from. It's where they grew up. But, you know, they said, you know, we got great weather here. There's an airport just down the highway. The women are beautiful. The food is fantastic. And we're going back. Why? So they all ended up moving to the Atlanta area.
But you never thought of renaming the band, did you?
No.
That would have went over like a lead balloon.
But we are in the Georgia Music Hall of Fame now.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
And well-deserved. Can you, you can't even probably count how many concerts you played.
Well, I can send you a spreadsheet. Honest to God, we have a person who's kind of the unofficial band historian. His name is Steve. He lives up in Wisconsin. And he had this spreadsheet that listed every date, even before Kansas was Kansas, when they were known as White Clover and playing club gigs down in New Orleans, right before they got signed. And he's got it all on the spreadsheet. So I've literally played thousands of gigs with this band.
Hey, Billy, whether it be a Kansas song or another rock song, if you had to listen to one song over and over again for eternity, I mean, just one, what would it be?
Yesterday. It's the greatest song ever written.
While he was jotting the notes and lyrics, he called it Scrambled Eggs.
Yeah. Scrambled Eggs. Exactly. Yeah, that would be the one, I think.
Tell me about the three CD set you guys got coming out.
Well, it's kind of just intended to be that. It's trying to cover every, you know, lineup that the band has gone through. It sampled each one of those. Of course, it's got some deep tracks that have become fan favorites over the years that were never really radio hits, but they were, you know, when the AOR radio was happening years and years ago, when they actually play a whole side of a record or a 10-minute track, you know, some of these songs became fan favorites. So we tried to include that. And just like I said, had songs from when John Elefante became the second lead singer for the band. I got some tracks from when Ronnie, our present singer, became the lead singer, and we recorded a couple albums since he's been here. So it's just that. It's a compilation, but tried to cover the whole 50-year spectrum.
Well, East Tennessee loves you for sure. You're going to have a mini spiritual experience tonight at Tennessee Theater. It's like when you're in the foyer tonight, you're going to swear Al Capone's going to walk down the stairs.
Oh, we've played there before, so I'm familiar with the Tennessee Theater. We played our 40th anniversary leftover tour show there.
Billy Greer from Kansas, 50th anniversary tour, Another Fork in the Road, concert in Knoxville at the Tennessee Theater tonight. What time's the show?
8 o'clock. We're going in early for a good sound check and, get ready for everybody and look forward to seeing it. I've got family members coming. I cut my musical teeth right here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You did?
I used to play on Cumberland Avenue on college campuses for a lot of the fraternity parties and the clubs, rock clubs that were there back in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, right on.
So, yeah.
Well, then I don't have to welcome you. I just say, welcome back, man.
Welcome back. That would be more like it.
Absolutely, man.
I grew up, I was born in up close to Kingsport, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So this is like an hour drive from where I was born and raised.
Why'd you lose the accent, Billy?
Well, everybody made fun of me. And I didn't. It comes back out when I go home to Tennessee.
Oh, see?
Hey, Billy,
I just heard it, man. A little bit, You got the non-regional diction going, but I heard it just a little bit there, bud. All right, man. Listen, see you tonight, 8 o'clock, Tennessee Theater, Kansas. Can't wait to see you, Billy.
Rock on, people. Rock on.